It's the ninth time. It's the ninth attempt at bettering ourselves in a podcast universe. We've had 8 tries to get better. Are we going to get better? I don't know. Maybe. We got the return of the Mac. It is what it is. What it is, what it isn't. It is Rob. He's back for the ninth time. The ninth time.
Well, this isn't my ninth time. This is your ninth time.
This is the ninth time.
This is my seventh time.
Well, I mean,
you did 2 without me.
Were they great? I don't know. We can't say for sure, but we did them. We're at, as a unit, as a collective unit, we are at 9. That's what we can say for certain.
Yes.
We do know that. It is Sunday. We all got to get back to work for the week. I don't. I have Mondays, Sundays off, so no Sunday scaries for me, but this is a Sunday scaries edition for the rest of the world, the vast majority of you that have to go back. With that being said, let's talk about Sunday. We like Sunday. Everybody loves Sunday. You know, you get a good chance to... What are the best Sunday events, Rob? What do you do?
I personally like to sleep in. That's my number one thing, and you know that because when I sleep in, I sleep in, man.
So Rob doesn't have as many Sunday scares as you guys because Rob's Sunday doesn't actually exist. Rob has, as most of us know, Sunday. Rob has half a Sunday. Rob's Sunday starts about 2 p.m.
Yep.
And then we see where things go from there.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob gets his Sunday scaries in at about, you know, 11:58. He's got only about 2 minutes because he hasn't really settled in yet.
Nope.
But there it is. There's Rob. You know, he loves it. Just enjoy it. It's his best part of his Sunday, sleeping in. Me, personally, I like a good, you know, I'm stuck in a frozen tundra right now, but I like to golf. No good at it, but I like to do it. For all you, you know, your religious folks, you like a little church. Maybe Sunday's your worship day. It's right in the middle of Lent. You know, maybe you're going there talking about things you can't do for a few weeks. I don't know. But if you like, you know, you're tight with Jesus, you like Jesus, you like your Jesus to party, go get it. Have a little fun with Jesus today. It's Sunday. You love it. The do nothing. Sunday's a good day to do nothing. Record a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, you want to do a podcast? Anchor. You know, Anchor FM. They sponsor us. I'm going to throw a sponsor link on here. Probably, you probably already heard me talk about that before we even started this podcast. Do it. You know, get into the Anchor. The one thing I'd like to say about Sunday, though, that reigns truer than any sentiment I can make. You get to be about 6 p.m. on, you know, late June, July, maybe August. That country gold, get on a boat. That country gold, that hits different.
Yes.
That hits different. It's the only time in the world I'm ever thinking, like, man, I got to get some country music right now. 6, you know, 7 p.m., that golden hour, that country gold, that's hitting you different. I urge you all to follow our Instagram page. I don't know why I thought about that just now, but I was thinking about that post we put on there. Funny post today. Get on there and look at the story. It's funny. Follow our Instagram page. Share our posts. Get on there. Enjoy this content. Share it with your friends, your buddies, your loved ones. Before we get into sports, as we always do, movie time of the year. This is a dead time.
Very dead.
You got to pick between Call of the Wild and Sonic right now, and I just can't get motivated for either one of them.
Mm-mm.
I'm just not into it.
I don't know. You and I saw at least the trailer for Call of the Wild the last time we went to a movie, which I can't remember what that was or when that was. But I remember seeing the advertisement for that, and I was just like, not into it.
I don't know. It looks. I mean, don't get me wrong. These look good, but can we call this stretch of the year, like, straight-to-DVD snowfall? I mean, like, because there's no Grammys coming out for these.
Good stuff.
Grammys. Oh. The Oscars. The Grammys. Yeah. Whatever.
Good stuff usually doesn't come out until maybe May, I would say.
May?
Yeah. That's when things start to pick up again. Because you're starting warmer weather, summer's coming up, you want to be...
This is the time of year you find out about yourself because there's no good sports on. Like, you figure out, like, am I capable of occupying some time? Like, I was talking to somebody at work the other day and I was thinking, like, I don't know that 29 days this year, congrats on... all you like 10-year-olds who are actually 40,
Riggs.
The leap year. Yeah, Jacob, shout out Jacob Riggs. He's having a good time down there in California, by the way. Shout out Jake. But really, you find out about yourself. Like, February took so long.
Yeah.
You just, the month takes, because there's nothing going on. You just go to work and go to sleep and then try to maybe catch LeBron James or Zion Williams. And
hands down, my least favorite month of the year, easily. And which is weird because it's the shortest month of the year.
So at least we spend the least amount of time hating it the most.
Yeah.
So our negativity is capsized by a day or two. But I just, man, this time of year, I just get, it eats me alive.
March, I like because I know the spring is coming up. We already have baseball. And it just, I was in a good mood today because, first of all, I saw the calendar. It was March. And second of all, went outside. And of course, I slept in today, so when I went out, it was, I'm not going to say what time it was, but the sun was clearly up for a while. And it was nice out, and I enjoyed myself outside today.
I have a window open on account of you stay hot, and I'm trying to keep it warm, and it's still cold as shit out, so.
I mean, that's because you're not in the sun. It's, you don't have the sunshine in here.
I know. I just wish that, like, we're still a ways away. I mean, can we just all agree that the sun is nice? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not bitching, complaining about that. I do like it, but man.
We're going to have 40s this week, dude.
I'm in.
It's going to be, like, nice all week.
40s. For all of our non-Midwesterners, we're like 40. It's going to be nice. It's going to be 40.
Yes. I was out in, well, I think I had I had sleeves on, but that was it. I didn't have a jacket on today. And I got shorts on right now.
I mean, you know what? This is the only downside as we get into summer. My wardrobe limits up because now I'm sorry. I'm not a guy. Like, if it's nice out, like, I like, you know, a nice hoodie or something, but I'm not going to make myself uncomfortable. So we're shrinking the wardrobe, but everything else on the up and up. Got daylight savings next Sunday, so if you know.
We're going to be losing an hour of sleep, though.
Oh, God forbid. Now you're only going to sleep till 4 on Sunday, you know? Like, come on. It's okay. You're going to make it.
No, it's going to be, since we're moving the clock forward, I'm going to be waking up. Say you claim that I wake up at 2. That means I'm going to be waking up at 3 next Sunday.
But you're not disputing the claim. That's the thing is, you know.
I did not sleep until 2 today.
Well, okay. Well, there we finally have a firm dispute. So we have Sunday covered. We have this, you know, this movie. Last thing about the movies is downtime. We like to touch on movies. Big time anniversary especially for a Michigan-based podcast. Semi-pro. I think it was 12 years. It's been out the other day. I saw ESPN. 10, 12?
I think, because I think it came out in 08. So yeah. Yeah, 12.
So 12. Big time Will Ferrell semi-pro movie, The Flint, Michigan Tropics. It's out on Netflix right now. If, you know, you need something to watch, go watch it. Just, what a cult classic. So many quotable moments. Maybe I'll wear my Jackie Moon jersey out tonight.
Oh, boy.
You know, to pick up ball. But I don't know. I just, that movie is so funny. But slow time of movie. So if you're a movie person, if that's why you're tuning in for our information this time, then find a classic to watch. Make yourself happy with the classics. Because the new stuff, at least right now for me, ain't doing it. And now we dip our toes into the meaty waters. What we're all here for. Sports. I mean, this is what we do it for. This is why we wake up. This is why we do what we do. Downtime for sports, too. Hate to say it. Rob wanted to talk about this because maybe for some it isn't, but for most of us, it is. I don't like the XFL. I can't get into it at all.
The XFL does not deserve your slander. And you say it's a downtime in the sports world for you. It is not for me because we still got football, we got basketball, and we got baseball going on. And I love all three. And the XFL, I am all in. Houston is my team. Not a coincidence that they're the best team in the league. I picked them before they started winning. And look at here.
It's weird how it's on record now.
It's like the first time in my life I'm a fan of a professional team that's actually doing good.
Yeah. So the Mitten State doesn't really supply us with that. But
no.
So you're talking about like slower time here, slower sports times. I'd say that like with the XFL, you talk about, we still have football, we're into baseball, we have basketball. This is what I'm going to call the just the tip part of the year. Because, it's baseball, but it's spring training. Yeah, it's football, but it's XFL. Like, yeah, we're getting a little bit of it, but it's really not, for me anyways. I mean, I understand it's football. Some of the rules I really do like. Like, I like the kickoff rule.
Yeah, the kickoff is awesome.
That's awesome. We got, the double pass. We haven't really seen a whole lot of it, but the concept's cool. So, I mean, there are fun things about it, but I don't know. I know you like it. There's not a lot of excitement there for me. I don't know what we can really talk about. What do you talk about? Houston's good. What do we don't know yet. There's 18th. What do we?
Well, obviously Houston's quarterback is hands down the MVP.
What's his name?
PJ
Houshmandzadeh.
Starts with a W.
Exactly.
So I know he went to Temple.
I'm a diehard XFL fan. Can't tell you my best player.
Okay, I've only seen a couple games so far. I don't know a lot of the players yet.
Diehard.
Yeah.
Diehard.
I'm diehard.
You're diehard. Yeah. So anyway, that's the XFL.
I couldn't tell you who the quarterback of the Lions are right now.
You couldn't?
No.
Matthew Stafford, David Blau.
Could be Tua.
Kyle Sloter.
Could be Tua.
Will be Tua.
No, will not be Tua. But.
Shout out Stafford's. Just got a tweet from Adam Schefter a little bit ago that they're expecting their fourth child now. So the cancer she had is the operable. Everything seems to be going good. Life's going on, moving on. Maybe we'll get a boy Stafford. So in 20 years that the Fords can collapse around and make us, you know, bad. If not, if it's still, you know, if they have a girl, happy, healthy. Just want a happy, healthy baby. But here's to hoping. But into the more exciting branch of football, the NFL, we have Combine Week. We're pretty much wrapping up today. We have some DB stuff finishing up on the day. Okuda ran a little slow. No big news on the DBs, anything today. We had linebackers, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, all that stuff this weekend. Rob, who stood out for you?
Well, I used to – this is kind of an odd year for me because I used to watch every single day of the Combine and pay attention to the whole thing. I'm going to be honest. I've only watched, like, a little bit.
Is that because you've been practicing time with the NFL, making sure – or XFL, knowing that you now know your favorite team's quarterback name? Because I know that that's still a work in progress, but
– Take it easy.
Take it easy.
But – I watched because what really threw me off is the fact that they're doing it in the evening now.
Yeah, that was weird. That's
I used
tough.
To watch it at work. What else am I supposed to do at work?
Work? Gross.
I used to watch the Combine, man.
Hey.
And now I gotta. I have to watch it at home. I can't do it. I need something. I need to watch the Combine at work. That's how the tradition's always been, and so that's why I paid attention to it. But anyways, the main day that I watched most of is quarterbacks and wide receivers. So that was day one.
I think that's most folks.
Yeah. So, really, the only players that were notable to me that I never heard of any of these guys, which is probably a shame because they went, I think at least one or two of them went to a bigger program, and I just didn't know them. My first guy that I kind of, that really caught my eye was James Proche, wide receiver. Can't remember what school he went to, but it was a smaller school. But he absolutely, his numbers are huge, and he's kind of a, he's going to be a slot guy. Really.
Easiest nickname ever, Porsche. Like, are we going to call him Porsche? I'm sorry. It's got to be.
But he's kind of a smaller guy and physical guy, and he lit it up at the Combine and has huge numbers in school.
Debo? Debo count?
No, I wouldn't say he's like – it's kind of hard to kind of put a gauge on because when I saw him in person, he almost looked like a running back to me.
Percy Harvin?
He's bigger.
Oh.
He's got some beef to him. But he's also still really fast, and he can really be a good physical slot receiver.
He's so fast, he makes fast people look...
Not fast.
Not fast, yeah.
Another guy that really caught my eye was Chase Claypool. He was from Notre Dame.
I like the Notre Dame.
I do not. But he, again, really caught my eye at the Combine. He has awesome hands, kind of a bigger guy, I think, as far as height-wise.
Stature.
Yeah. But again, another guy that caught my eye. And then the last one was Ja'Marr Chase. He was the last guy that caught my eye. And I'm telling you all three of those names right now because when the season comes around, who knows, maybe those are guys that come out from nowhere. Kind of like I had the same feeling about Andy Isabella last year and Cooper Kupp a couple years ago.
So just like if there's this anybody who's white.
All three of these guys.
Any wide receivers who are white.
None of them are white. But
Rob is a feeling. I don't want to say, okay.
They, all of them caught my eye at the Combine, and I fell in love with them.
So these are guys you think maybe move. Okay, I like it. For me, I think it's a little bit more about what we didn't see at the Combine. So for me, quarterback position, we didn't see Joe Burrow. We didn't see Tua Tagovailoa. That was almost pronounced correctly. But we didn't see those two guys. I still think that that's the cream of the crop, and I think that the drop-off is absurd. I really do. This Jordan Love hype out of nowhere, don't love him. I mean, I think he's okay, but for a first-rounder, ooh, that's a lot of equity.
Well, I mean, his numbers do not say first-rounder. 3,500 yards, sure, that's nice, but 20 touchdowns is okay, but 17 picks.
I know. Herbert, I like these guys, but I like these guys as projects. I don't like these guys as save the franchise guys.
But Jordan Love, he has those numbers, and he went to Utah State. So he was facing Mountain West schools.
Love, I guess they say he didn't have a nice supporting cast, but
I understand he's trying to make plays and trying to force stuff, whatever. But, man, I don't know, man. 17 picks compared to 20 touchdowns.
You hate to see it. So this Combine's wrapping up. I mean, in light of anything happening today, that's just absolutely crazy. Who is the one guy you're beating on the table for? I mean, I don't. So you're let's say for the sake of it, you're the Bengals. You have every player available to you. Who's the one guy you gotta have?
Bengals got to have Joe Burrow first there.
Okay, but let's not go situational. You, the one player in this draft, you think that player will be successful in today's NFL?
Chase Young.
Chase?
Yes.
It's undeniable for you?
Yeah.
Even given a little bit of a slower end of this career?
Nope.
Okay. All right, and I think that's pretty much the consensus. For me, I really think Rob's cracked there. I mean, I hate to not be able to play devil's advocate. I like to see him get flustered, but Chase Young is, he's good.
Yes.
That man's strong. That man's fast. He's got it all. So, I mean, I don't know that there's ever a blue chip prospect, but you see the bigger name DNs usually pan out, like the Bosas, Myles Garrett, Von Miller. Those guys have pretty much played out okay. So
my dark horse, I would say, is Grant Delpit. I'm a big fan.
Tight end eraser, safety from LSU. And we'll learn more about these guys as stuff comes out. But I think that those are Chase Young's the guy. That's all we really know about from the combine. I mean, like, there's a lot more of what we didn't see. The biggest names didn't participate. Becton probably had the most impressive physical performance, being a guy who's the biggest player in the draft, running the close to 5 second 40. That was impressive. That was cool. But other than that, no big time. Like
Isaiah Simmons was impressive.
4.39 for a linebacker is really good.
Which, I mean, who knows if he'll play linebacker, though. He'll be, I don't know officially what you want to call him.
You don't want to. That's the nice part about drafting him. He's just a defender, but... just there was no like CJ2K 40 chase, nothing wild there, but that's okay. I think this is a really exciting draft, a lot of cool names, but we're going to see a lot more from the pro days than we did from the combine, just because we're going to see the Tuas, we're going to see the Burrows. So combine kind of left us wanting a little bit more, and that's football really is down until we get into free agency starts up. You know, Tom Brady, where is he going to stay? Is he going to go? We'll talk about that the next time, because we can't use them all up right now. I don't want to shoot up all the bulls now.
Late free agency this year, too. March 18th.
Moving back. Giving us some time to really think about it. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Did you see the video with Julian Edelman, Tom Brady?
Yes.
He's coming back.
They were FaceTiming Mike Vrabel.
He's got this guy. Did he say this guy or no, he's not?
I don't know. All I know is I saw a video of somebody, like a fan, recording them in the back, and Edelman and Brady were FaceTiming Mike Vrabel.
Okay, so Tennessee trades a fourth rounder for Edelman, and they bring in Brady on a contract. I don't know. We're making stories. We're making waves. If that's the case, you heard it here first. You did. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Look at us.
I mean, I was a for sure guy that looks like for sure Tom Brady is staying, but now I don't know.
I know. Okay, free agency pod later. Okay, NBA, there's only one thing that really dominated the week. I mean, there's subtle storylines, but we know what we want to talk about from the last week. It was Zion, it was LeBron, the first chapter. LeBron got the best of him, kind of showed a little brother who's boss, put him in a corner, scored 40 on him. Zion played well in LA. Tonight we have the rematch. Anything really notable from the first performance and then tonight that you want to think, that you want to see? Do you want to see Zion go for 40 now? Yes. Or you want to see Zion come at LeBron?
Yeah, and I think he's going to have extra oomph behind him because our man P-Mac is announcing him.
Pat McAfee. That's cool.
I'm hyped for that.
That is cool. There's something that's kind of not been played up for this rematch this week because it's Zion LeBron, and that rightfully gets the first, you know, the first talking point. Davis is coming back to New Orleans for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't even think about that.
Boo Birds?
Yes.
By a lot.
Yeah.
That shirt he wore, the That's All Folks, grow up.
Yeah.
Come on. But, hey. Good. This is a good basketball game tonight.
Yeah.
We're gonna be playing ball, but I'm definitely looking for highlights. Looking for highlights.
Man, I'm battling right now, deciding what I want
to
do.
You're going to ball. You have to go to ball. Anyways, that's NBA. Look out for Zion tonight. Zion LeBron. Look out for AD coming back home. If you want to watch Pistons, I don't know why. All right, and the last of the third sports. We're going to get into a little baseball. The scandal's dying down. You have seen the Astros get hit a bunch. You have seen it. But, man, it's nice to get back to baseball a little bit. We got things are returning to normal. You got pitchers coming out. You got a couple injuries. The Yankees in particular got Severino shutting down. It seems like the Yankees are synonymous with injuries these days. Judge is getting checked out. Stanton's going to miss opening day. What's new?
Yeah, what's new?
So a lot of injuries. You don't like to see that, but at least we're getting back to a little bit of normal baseball activity. Vlad and Bo both hit homers today. Nate Pearson was throwing 101.
I'm enjoying watching Tigers baseball for the first time in a long time.
Because you get to see the young kids.
This is like the first time that I'm watching Tigers spring training that I actually know a good chunk of the roster.
It's exciting.
Because it used to be like once the major leaguers are out, I didn't know a single person that came in for them. So it's like, what's the point of watching if you don't know any of them? And now I know, I would say like 75% at least.
Which is exciting. I mean, you start getting synonymous with guys that you've watched right from the jump, guys that you know their names from the jump that you've had time to get hyped for. It's exciting.
Riley Green's been stupid good.
Stupid good. Real good. We like it.
I mean, I like it, but my wallet doesn't like it because now I can't afford to get anything that's Riley Green related.
Then you buy, you know, autographs. Really expensive. That's really expensive right now. These guys get the hype. I mean, it's because it's a crapshoot. You don't know which one of these guys are going to pan out, what's going to happen. But, man, it's an exciting time for these young teams, I mean, that you don't necessarily see making the runs to October. Because, I mean, you watch spring training. You watch Verlander and Garrett Cole and, you know, the Nationals, these guys, the Dodgers. We know that we're going to see them in October. They're proven. But these young guys, we don't get to see perform a lot. So it's nice to get for teams like us that we root for, the Jays, the Tigers. So you get to see these guys, you know, have some players stand out, have some players get a little shine on them right now. So it's fun for the big market teams. The other thing we had to talk about, I know Rob's passionate about this affair. Rob Manfred made some waves this past week saying that we're playing for a piece of metal.
I can't even put into words how mad I am at Rob Manfred right now. Like,
well, I mean, Grant, that's great that you can't because we're a podcast and we try to put things in words.
No, I know. But,
give us a chance.
Like, what's got me really excited is the fact that the MLB draft is going to be held in public this year.
Boo birds.
They're doing it over at the College World Series.
Yeah, that is cool.
So, yeah, if he doesn't get booed, like worse than Roger Goodell, then we have issues.
I want Loogie on a tie. Somebody give him a...
Dude, Rob Manfred is hands down the worst commissioner in any sport at any time.
A clown. A stooge?
Yes, a stooge. I wouldn't say a sellout.
But a stooge.
He is a stooge. And I absolutely cannot stand him. Like, I hate him as a human being and as a commissioner. Because when the trophy is named after you, the commissioner's trophy, what every player is fighting for, who cares about the money at this point? You're playing to win a championship, and you say that it's a piece of metal?
Cue verbal meme, Herm Edwards. Hello?
Oh, my God.
You play to win the game. Like, this is the point. What are like, you...
If you're not playing for that quote-unquote piece of metal, then what are you playing for?
Revenue split, money. He's making it corporate. He's going corporate.
God, I can't stand him.
He's a garbage person. Mm. Which leads us into, because I know we like the passionate Rob. We like to see Rob get fired up. How do you spell fired up? F-U. You know, a little movie.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
No, so in the first, this is our first time. We are a go-with-the-flow hippie soul podcast. We don't script our things out here. We have a written sentiment from Mr. Robert McGuire. So buckle down. Here it comes, typed out. He brought in a piece of paper today. It's typed out. It could be laminated for all we know, but here it comes.
You know how frustrated at something I have to be for me to type it out to read it?
Honest, Scott, I didn't know that you had the ability to use a computer and type.
Wow. Rude.
Well.
Okay, so the next thing that I am absolutely fired up at or about, I should say, is fellow Detroit Tigers fans.
Ooh.
But not just any Tigers fans. Fans from a certain older generation. Boomers.
Okay. Boomer.
So, you know, the fans that can't quite comprehend what a rebuild is. Rebuilds take time. This isn't like the Dombrowski days where we spend a bunch of money and leave the team in shambles. You saw that with our current Tigers now. You're seeing that in Boston now where, you know, they trade away their best player hands down their best player in years.
Salary cap relief.
Well, I understand that, but that's Dombrowski's fault.
Right.
And he left us Tigers fans in that position too. So, all the players that we have accumulated in the minors since have a lot of talent and need time to grow. These are kids after all, so cut them some slack. This is where the game is going now. Look at what our rival Royals did. They built up their minors up through the farm system and they won a championship with that. The Cubs also did this, and I hate to say it, the Astros also did. Just take away, get rid of the garbage cans and video cameras, all right? But other than that, they built up their farm system and won. This is where the game is going, so you need to relax. Second of all, the other issue I have is anything the organization does, you absolutely hate it. All right, so flashback to about 2 to 3 years ago, the Tigers came out with a new hat design. That is it, just a new hat. And they took our beloved Old English D.
Made it bolder.
They made it bigger on the hat. That is it. They made it bigger on the hat. And everybody threw a fit about it. It looks like a Chinese knockoff. Who cares? But thanks to you fans, they went back to the old design. Because, you know, they love you, but apparently you don't love them back. So, fast forward to about a year later, they came out with the jerseys that they have now, where they took that Old English D and put it on the jersey that it's the same Old English D that's on their field, on their hats, everywhere. They got rid of the old D that is only used on the jersey. Everybody threw a fit about it because it's different, and it's tradition to have the other home uniform, which I'm a big tradition guy. But if your last championship was in 1984 and your other one is from 1968, if you're winning every 20 to 30 years, you don't have a tradition.
You have a tradition of losing.
Yes. And I don't want a tradition of losing. We're trying to change that. So, let's see. If you don't have a tradition, then you have... It's just stupid. Just stop. I'm getting frustrated just even thinking about it. So, fast forward another year to now. Now, all the uniforms are being made by Nike. And everybody's issue now is there's a little check mark on the shoulder, upper chest shoulder area.
Swoosh.
And they're throwing a fit about that. Because, oh, it looks ugly on the jersey. Whatever. I don't care. If you are a company that makes the uniforms for every team, wouldn't you want to advertise that? The fact that you made that and you're proud of it? No, let's just hide it. Whatever. I don't care. But anyways, my last issue that I have. I promise we're not going very much longer, but this is my last thing, and then I'll be done. Not a lot of people know about this, but I used to be a top fan on the Tigers on the Tigers Facebook page, all right? Used to be a top fan. I support my team no matter what. I got in a Twitter beef with a Tampa Bay Rays fan. There are such thing as Rays fans. There's not very many of them, but they exist.
Oh, enemies of the program, marking up Rays.
I got in a fight with one on there because I love my team and will support them no matter what.
Rob is a keyboard warrior.
Now, I'm not a top fan anymore because I can't stand to go in the comment section on any Tigers post that they ever make. There's nothing ever positive in there because of you people.
Well, hey, let's not you people are fans. Let's because of the people that are negative.
Okay, well, tell me, Chad, who was one of your favorite players on Tigers earlier this decade?
I don't want to talk about it because he used steroids. Peralta?
No, are we talking about Prince Fielder, bro?
I like it. I love him.
They did, since February was Black History Month, they made a post about Prince Fielder and went on to talk about how good he was for us. And I love Prince Fielder, but apparently the fans don't. So it was nothing but hate all the way down the comments about Prince Fielder all the way
down.
You
know, I think that you're going to find that pretty much any topic ever. Like, there's like people don't want to be happy generally today. But especially this range true with Tigers fans, I'll say that for sure.
So, please, everybody, just please chill out, drink some cold ones, and relax. Because, yes, it's going to be a long and bumpy ride, but at the end of the road is the promised land. And hey, as the MLB commercials say, let the kids play.
Ooh, that's a gritty one. Ooh, paper talk. Done. We're done. Okay, so this, there's a few things I'd like to say. Michigan as a unit has suffered so much hardship that we're just a generally negative area. So like our fans have it. I mean, in our sports topics and stuff. So yeah, it sucks. Secondly, if Xanax would like to sponsor that segment, we can run it back. We can do Tangents with Rob, brought to you by Xanax. Cause we can't have Rob like this. We need you guys to calm down. We're going to lose Rob. We're going to get his blood pressure so high, we're going to lose Rob off of this. Is that what you want? Be nice, Tigers fans. Rays fans, Tigers fans, let's say nice things about each other. What do we like about the Rays? Say something nice about the Rays before I let you stop this.
Something nice about the Rays? They're in Florida, so they're far away.
And that was Rob's rant. Okay, oh my goodness. Jesus, wow.
That's the only nice thing I could say about the
Wow. race. Okay, Rob's rant, Sunday scaries. The scariest part of this episode is the fact that I might lose my friend to hypertension on account of the fact that you have him so angry. So please be nice. Please be nice. Signing off tonight, we have one last thing to talk about. Pick up hoops again. Last episode, I signed off with the fact that I'm just looking to hustle. I'm just looking to go. That's never rained truer. I don't think I've made a jump shot in 3 weeks. A lot of handles, a lot of passes, a lot of hard-nosed screens, but man, oh man, I cannot shoot the rock. Rob, what are you looking for out of yourself tonight? What are you trying to get? Double-double?
I'm expecting a double-double. I'm expecting a double-double, all right? I'm going to go off tonight because I know that if I don't play well tonight, meanwhile, the Pelicans and Lakers are playing, and I miss that. If I don't play well, I'm going to be very, very upset knowing that I played bad and missed that game.
So you're going to go to play basketball tonight. I'm not letting you skip out because, A, we have to live this out. We have to do our sports things ourselves sometimes. B, think about how lit is SportsCenter going to be knowing I get to see the highlights. I have get to see something from Scott Van Pelt that I haven't seen yet. Scott Van Pelt is going to feed you the freshest, the newest, the best of the news. So there you go. ESPN, exciting times. Now, personally, I expect you to have a double-double in terms of this. Double digits time saying, whew, that last trip down the court got me. That was a long one. Mixed with, I think I got an injury. That's our new double-double. That's what we're just trying to avoid. So will we have double-doubles? Maybe not the statistics we want. But we're going to be out there. We're going to be hustling. And you, the listeners, are going to be listening. Please share this. Please help us get out there. Expose us to the world. Check out our Instagram. Look at that funny post. We are very funny. We're very funny guys. We rant. We rave. We need Xanax. Xanax, hit us up. Cold ones of any brand, hit us up. I don't drink them. Rob might. Calm them down. Rays fans, stay away from Rob. I'm going to lose my buddy over this. Rob, anything you have? Parting words? Anything else you'd like to say? Maybe something nice? Maybe something positive? Folks like you?
Something positive. Here's something positive. Baseball season is almost here. That's the only positive thing I can think of right now because it's March and baseball, and I'm just very, very excited.
All right, let's mock.
Yes.
Let's mock. Mock draft season. We love it. Bobichette first round. Love you.